Today, we're lucky enough to have Amy and Adams in the studio. It's actually Mark and Amy, but they go by Amy and Adams. They have 8 albums out and a brand new one right now. So we're lucky enough to have them here, and we're going to talk to them about that and their long career in music and maybe the get-together in Longville. So let's hear a song from them first. It's called I Want to Hold You, Babe.
In the middle of the night, when everything is right, I want to hold you, babe. I want to hold you, babe. When I just can't find my song, 'cause everything is wrong, I want to hold you, babe. Sometimes you catch me staring at you just standing there, 'cause I wanna kiss you, babe. I wanna kiss you, babe, to let you know it's true that I'm so glad for you. I wanna kiss you, babe. I wanna kiss you, babe, with words lips can betray. Kissing lips can't tell a lie, no matter how they try.
It loves the gate to heaven. With you I found the door.
So babe, I knock for more. I'm gonna kiss you, babe. I'm just gonna kiss you, sweet. Shuffled on, I'll come and find you, babe.
I'll come and find you, babe.
Watch the moon when day is done, or the rising of the sun. I'll come and find you, babe.
I'll come and find you, babe.
I'll be the breeze that cools the evening,
the heat that fills your soul, to warm you when you're cold and when you're sad and lonely.
Those nights you turn and toss, the ones you think you're lost, I'll come and find you, babe. I'll come and find you, sweet babe. Then I'll hold you, babe. And then I'll kiss you, sweet babe.
That's Amy and Adams on Center Stage Minnesota with their song, I Want to Hold You, Babe. It's off the new album that is not officially released yet, so we're in for a treat with that, called Something Special, featuring Panther Creek, and we'll ask about that in a little bit. But thank you both for being here today on Center Stage.
Thank you for having us, Brett.
It's one of you or both of you are hopeless romantics, I'm guessing. Which one?
Well, he's more obvious about it, and I'm a hopeless romantic, but I'm more stoic about it.
Yeah? And how about you, Mark?
I'm not so stoic. I mean, let it flow.
It really comes out in your
good
music.
And bad. Yeah. You know, you can be passionate about the wrong things, too.
I just really appreciate that. On your album Home With You, you have a song called Love Keeps Making It. I just love that song.
I've played it over
and over again.
I
really keep coming back to it because I just think it's such a happy, romantic, loving, carefree kind of song. So
it's cool because we record down in Arkansas in the Ozark Mountain Hills at a friend's studio that we did our first album up in the Twin Cities where we're from. We're from St. Paul. And he moved to Arkansas. And one morning at 5 a.m, I woke up. And he's a good friend and his wife. They have a spiritual retreat center in the hills there. And they build it, living in pup tents and everything. His name's Steve Keither. And he's on this album. And he recorded this album. And we love him. But one morning, I woke up at the Redbud Cottage where we stay when we're down there. And that song was in my mind.
Wow.
It was 5 a.m. Instead of going to the bathroom and then going back to bed, I went to the bathroom and wrote a song on the front porch, and that was the song.
Wow, that's cool. That's great. It's you never know where the music's going to come from, do you?
No.
If you have to go to the bathroom, there might be a song there.
You gotta grab the
acoustics are always good in the bathroom, so that counts for something. So tell us about this new album. This is your eighth album.
Eighth album.
It is.
Wow. And Amy, how did this one come about? You just keep pumping them out.
This had kind of a long history. I'll try to make it short. And Mark, please jump in. But we started out thinking that we were just gonna do a compilation album of some of our favorite songs from our past albums.
And maybe 7 new ones. We were gonna call it Then and Now.
Nice.
Yeah. And then
we had our drummer and our bass player come in hired and the fiddler to come in February of 2018. And an ice storm happened the night before they were supposed to come, and nobody drives down there in the ice. And so we had to cancel it. And
so then we decided, hey, we've been going to make a Christmas album for a long time. Let's just throw together a Christmas album. And we were kind of fresh because it was February and we had just done a bunch of Christmas shows 2 months earlier. So we started working on that, and that became album number 7.
Okay.
Not quite as intricately put together with the band. It was more acoustic.
Yeah.
And we kept writing songs, and all of a sudden the idea of a best of, we ended up with 17 songs, and that kind of declared its own self as being its own album.
Yeah, tell me about that. That's a lot of songs on an album.
It is a lot of songs. The truth is we didn't write them all in that little section in February that we were there.
Some of them are 40 years old.
Yes, some of them are quite old, but we had to make several trips through the year to get this album made. And we just kept we added how many new songs? 4 songs or something you wrote?
Last summer we wrote 4 new songs.
I wrote a couple, you wrote a couple.
Yeah.
And then we started digging out really old songs and went, hey, these are pretty good. Let's record them.
Yeah.
So it just, and we couldn't decide which ones to kick out.
Sure.
So we
it
decided
kind of
not
made
to do
itself,
a 12
you know, what
song.
Happened, Synergy or whatever you want to call it, Kismet.
Yeah.
Hopefully people will think the album is worthwhile, but it declared itself what it was going to do.
Yeah.
And the band got behind it, and we have this just world-class band, in our opinion. And we can talk about that now or later.
Yeah, let's hold off on that because I want you to play another song.
Okay.
But as I'm saying that, I'm curious about 40-year-old songs, because last week I was talking to a band And they were talking about 40, well, not 40, they're not that old, but they were talking about old songs from the 90s that they wrote, and they were like, they're bad. They're really bad songs. We don't want to bring those back. That's kind of fun to find an old song that you think is pretty good. How is that?
Yeah. Well, I was a quite busy songwriter back in my late teens and 20s, and which goes back to...
3 or 4 weeks ago.
Right.
Goes back to the late 70s and into the 80s. And I just sort of played them to myself and set them aside. And then we revisited them and went, hey, this would sound great with the band. So we resurrected them, and they're some of our favorites. Actually.
That's great. Well, is this one of them?
This one we're going to do started out that
Sort
way.
Of. It started, I wrote the tune about, 1980 or something like that.
I should have prepped for that so I could just make it sound like I knew what I was doing there. Well, let's hear one of them.
Yes.
So this one is called Four Lads. You wrote it in the 80s.
And it's my, the lyrics are updated. They're newer. It's my tribute to my favorite band in the world, the Beatles.
Oh, I thought it was the Backstreet Boys.
So, not this time around. Maybe
next. All right,
next
one will be that. All right, this is the Four Lads, and you're listening to Amy and Adams on Center Stage, Minnesota.
Sunday night, our black and white was aglow. Four lads from Liverpool on Sullivan's show. She loves you, twist and shout. Oh, how did I know? This was something I'd never outgrow. Spin that record one more time. That beat 8 days a week, I'm 17 again. If I'm down any time at all in my life, I put their music on and yeah, I feel fine. Get back to yesterday and a good day sunshine. I got a feeling that money can't buy. Spin that record one more time. Can't help but sing along with the albums and the 45s, loving every song. So come on, spin that record one more time. Play it to the end. When I feel that beat 8 days a week, I'm 17 again. Though it was so long ago, I am no less devoted. I thrive upon all those songs, and I still say it's okay to have Beatlemania. The music that I loved as a kid, I love it as much now as I ever did. Oh boy, those guys could make my heart do a flip. It was fun to be hip. It was bad. In that record one more time so I sing along. I love the energy in the melodies and the magic in those songs. So come on, spin those records one more time. You know I've got them all. The LP, CDs, movies, the 45s with the picture sleeves, the t-shirts and the magazines and the posters for my wall. Yeah, I've still got the posters clinging to my wall.
Right our show, The Beatles.
That's awesome. Oh, takes me back.
Yep.
That's really fun. We have a staff member who is a real Beatles fan, so she'll have to have that in her collection. That's great. How when you go back to a song, Amy, after a long time, I've done a lot of writing, and I really struggle rewriting something that I've written a long time ago. How did that work?
Well,
for you?
What happened was I really liked the song, the tune, and I went, wow, these words are kind of written from a 19-year-old's perspective,
yeah.
And I'm now 59, and do the math. For
we were
years.
In elementary school together. Did you go to Parkview Elementary?
I didn't.
Is that what it's called? I think there's a Parkview.
I don't know.
That's funny.
Go Bears.
And part of the thing is when she originally worked on it, I wasn't in the picture. And I tend to put a new spin on things when she has something that's not done. Even when she has something that's done, you know, and it was laying there fallow, not doing anything, and I would come back to her every 2 or 3 months and said, how's Four Lads coming out? We need songs for this album, you know.
And then finally,
I just kind of said, I'm helping you now.
Let's get it done. it's helpful to have someone to bounce off ideas with, and he say something like, well, try changing this chord from a major to a minor, and that'll make it more interesting. And by golly, it did.
Wow.
So that's helpful.
That's
have
good.
Someone to bounce things off of.
Yeah.
But it was a challenge to write because I really wanted to use titles of Beatles songs in the lyrics, and that was hard.
Yeah.
I decided not to do it through the entire song, but just to focus on one verse, and that worked. And that was fun when it all came together.
Yeah. So. Well, it is. It's fun, and it's part of this new album called Something Special, and it's officially coming out September 1st. And you have a band. Has this band, it's called Panther Creek. Just tell me about the band. Let's just say that.
We just named the band for this album.
Okay.
Because they are, I mean, we stand alone as a duet.
Right.
But the music is so different and with the band because they're a world-class, in our opinion, a world-class band, and in the opinion of a lot of people, like, for instance, Tim Crouch, who plays fiddle, mandolin, and some guitar, has played for Dolly Parton, Vince Gill. He plays as a fiddle and a mandolin player on the Grand Ole Opry, and he's just literally great. He's mind-blowing. We got a trombone player named Nick Lane, who's actually from my hometown, and I went to high school with his brother. He's started with Rod Stewart. Mm. He's played with Macy Gray's, filled in for a band like Chicago, you know, and he's just a great player. We got a guy named Bill Reeder who's played for Johnny Mathis, who's played for
Wayne Newton,
you know, so these guys. And part of the connection, and the drummer, Ryan Hearn, and the bass player are Brants and Stalwarts that have played around there. And the way we got this band in a lot of ways is because of Steve Keither, who's the piano player, the organ player, and has a studio down there, used to be the music director and the keyboard player for a showboat in Branson that went out two or three times on a lake, and he did it for 10 years to build their place and everything. And so he had the best musicians coming through playing for him, and he is he plays B3 on this album and piano on this album. And if you want to hear somebody who knows how to play piano and knows how to play a Hammond B3, Steve Keither is your
man. Great.
And so his studio is called Panther Creek Studio. It's by a place called Panther Creek.
Okay.
And so that's why we named my little sister, Mary, is on all our albums, vocals. And so, you know, it's like when you take something to people, and we've learned this is the fourth album we've done with these guys, adding different members every time. But when you have an idea, you take it to them, and then it just becomes something you can't even imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So we learned after the first album not to really have any expectations because it was a waste of time because they far exceeded our expectations every time. And I remember the first album we did with them, which is Dancing Through Time. I loved the bass and the drums so much. One time I was fooling around with doing a preliminary mix, and Amy comes down to the studio and says, "Mark, the bass and drums are really turned up way too high." And I said, "Yeah, but I love them so much. I'm thinking about just doing them and nothing else."
So we fell into this band sort of by accident and by grace, and we're just as thrilled as can be.
And they're just
wonderful,
amazing. Because if you're smart enough to buy are kind enough to buy our album, which you can get at Amy and Adams, AmyandAdams.com. Go to our music page and you can download it or buy it on a CD. If you buy the CD, you get the download free of the whole album.
Plus, nice. It's a really cute cover. Yeah.
So tell me about the cover, because I'm looking at your covers over here on the computer, and I see a lot of them that have Amy in the corner.
Yes.
But is this your artwork too?
Well, sort of. I majored in art, the U of M, so I'm finally using my art degree by designing our album covers.
Yeah, which they're great. This one looks different, though, than the other ones.
This one's different because we're in studio, and I walked into the isolation booth, and there was one of those wooden stools that musicians sit on. And
it was a stool sample. And
so you're so
I don't
funny.
Have a drum to do the rim shot, sorry.
So there was a set of headphones just sitting there on top of the wooden stool, and I looked at it and went, "Hey, it's a smiley face. I got to take a picture of this." So I went and got my camera and took a picture, and then I went, "Hey, what would happen if I put a little ukulele by it and looked like it was playing the instrument?" So then I took that, and that was cute, and we all laughed about it. And then later on, when we were thinking about album covers, we went, "Hey, what about this? Let's see what we can do with it." And then we, Mark had some input in it, and then we passed it along to a friend of ours who got on his computer, magically blotted out all the carpet and the chords in the background, and we put a mandolin instead of there instead of a ukulele because it was a little bit prettier. And it just sort of pops out at you.
It does. It looks great. And on first look, you don't see the smiley face necessarily. But on second look, you definitely do. And then you realize, oh, it's a whole character.
A lot of people think it's a hat.
It looks like a hat. I can see how people would say that. And it would take you a minute to realize it's a stool. But if you looked at it, you think you might figure it. I think it's because the headphones have that little white part that makes it look like
a band on the hat.
But that's cool. That's very fun.
Anyway,
our friend is named Kelly Rundle. He's a movie maker with Fourth Wall Movies. And they have a new film coming out called Movie Star, The Secret Lives of Gene Seberg. And our music is in it.
Oh, fun.
And so we were there. They're dear, close friends. And so if you want to look up Fourth Wall Films or GeneSebergMovie.com, there's a movie about her right now that's called Seberg that's coming out. And this was a movie that's been in the works for 25 years.
Wow.
It's really a great film.
And your music's
about
in
a
it.
Wonderful
yes.
person.
Yes.
Nice.
Yep.
Well, great. Well, let's hear the last song we're going to play is actually off the album.
Can I ask you a question?
You can. Yes, I may or may not answer, but
I had a thought.
Yes.
We can either play the one we had in mind, which is a 50s style rocker, or we can play a Celtic sort of song called Can't Stay.
That's
and
fun.
You know your audience, so I would let you choose.
Well, either is great, but I like the idea of playing a Celtic song.
Well, why don't you do that?
Let's switch that over to that one. And is the whole band involved in this song too?
Yes.
Yep.
All right. So this is a...
And this came about from a mistake on it playing my ukulele.
Oh, funny.
And it turned into a chord that I didn't mean to play, but it said, keep playing and find other chords to go with it. So this is ukulele Celtic.
Nice.
So lots of different styles on this record. So this is one of the styles.
We call our style Eclectic Folk Rock, Tin Pan Alley, Country Bluesgrass, with a little Celtic
thrown in. Can't decide.
That's good.
Like
all right.
All.
Well, thank you guys so much for being here
thank
today.
Thank you for having us.
And whenever you're back in town, stop in because it's
we
a lot of fun.
We love the station. We listened to it. We had a guy when we said we were going to be on this. He wrote on our Facebook page and said, KAXE is my favorite radio station in the world. Seriously.
All right, we'll put that in for our funding for the future.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again so much for being here, and
thanks
we'll see
welcome.
You again.
It was
again,
our pleasure.
The name of this song is called "Can't Stay," and it's off the new album by Amy and Adams called "Something Special."
On the boat from Ireland, halfway in between, I dreamt I was a hired man dancing with the queen. When I swooped to sweep the lass off her royal feet, she said, I said I knew she never thought to love the likes of me, but if she'd peer inside my heart, gold is what she'd see. From heaven, they oft-times visit hell, and when they touch the weakened heart, the head begins to swell. Best to pack your kitten tack before she casts a spell. For